Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, Dana, get your pen out, piece of paper. Amazon has just announced when their Prime sale is going to be in the month of October, their fall sale.
Okay.
Will be taking place on Tuesday, October 7th.
Wait, hold on. So now we have three sets of Prime Days?
Didn't we just have a Prime Day?
I don't shop on Amazon. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, it was awesome. During the summer.
Yeah, July. Christmas in July, you remember?
Mm-hmm. So the fall Prime Days are going to be Tuesday, October 7th and Wednesday, October 8th. So you can buy a Roomba that you'll lose and never use.
Pretty tough because
I found the Roomba, by the way.
You moved out.
I found it when I moved out. And I am going to post it on the marketplace.
Good one.
I'm gonna get rid of it.
Okay. Well, it's not like you're using it.
No,
might as well.
I'm not a fan of the Roomba. It just got caught under things and then would die.
Like a couch.
Yeah, or a bed. You name it.
What happened to the black light?
That's around here somewhere.
What do you have a black light for?
It was fun, Dan. It was on sale for like $4, and I thought, let's bring this into the office and see what we can find, and it lit up. Let me tell you, this place is filthy.
Kind of like a television news sweeps month story.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
It quickly proved to be a bad idea.
Anyway.
Very quickly. Especially when we took it to our office.
Ew.
It was the refrigerator, you sicko. Mm. It was the refrigerator.
Ew.
American tennis player Taylor Townsend has apologized over comments that she made about Chinese food that many have criticized as culturally insensitive. Townsend, who is in the Chinese tech hub of Shenzhen for the finals of the 2025 Billie Jean King Cup, came under fire after she expressed shock and confusion at local delicacies served at the local delicacies that were served at a buffet, including bullfrogs.
Ew.
And soft-shelled turtles. In a video posted on her Instagram account, she says, and I quote, "What the hell? This is crazy. I have never seen one of these up close, especially not to eat." She wondered if the bullfrogs were poisonous or would give her warts and boils. Then she went on to say, "These people are literally killing frogs, bullfrogs." And then she pointed to the chicken hearts that were in the buffet, the gizzards, and a, quote, big-ass sliced lung.
Okay, so she has apologized for her insensitive comments and says, quote, "I understand that I am so privileged as a professional athlete to be able to travel all around the world and experience cultural differences, which is one of the things I love so much about what I do."
She didn't write that. Her handler wrote that.
"There is no excuse. There's no words, and from me, I will be better."
Did you know that there's a bullfrog and green frog hunting season underway
Yes.
in Missouri right now?
Yes.
Runs through the end of October.
You can hear them, too, at night.
like you live in the city.
No, but you can hear them. I have been out where there's more wilderness than not, and they are loud.
Well, yeah, thank you, Sam. When?
Well.
On the golf course? Is that what she said? Yeah.
That's exactly
okay.
What
wilderness.
There are natural bodies of water. Where are we going?
And the reason that those are so loud is because they're gasping for air because of all the fertilizer that's in that water.
At night, you can hear them.
And there are deserts there as well, full of sand.
I know.
Oh.
Sam, you and I both go, when? And she gave me our little in-room hand signal to turn my microphone off. She turns hers off, and I've turned mine off. And I look at her, and I'm like, I'm waiting for her to say that, you know, she went on some trek
excursion
to Herman, Missouri or something and went hiking or whatever. And she goes, when I golf.
Wow.
They're loud at night. I'm just telling you.
Wow.
You know what else has been loud?
Cicadas.
My gosh. Oh, I cannot hear myself think after 7 o'clock.
I can hear them in my house.
They're the annual cicadas.
Is this some 17-year cycle where they're all coming out of the ground like zombies?
So can I ask a question about
God,
that?
It's loud.
So there is for whatever reason, there's the annual cicadas, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The brood.
Then you have the 7-year cicadas, right?
Yeah, that come out of the
year. Well, the 13-year and the 17-year.
Yeah. Okay, or 13 to 7. Okay, fine.
I think that's the number, right?
Whatever. They're in the ground for a number of years, and then they just all of a sudden, at the exact same time, like they all have a running stopwatch, come out of the ground at the exact same time.
Biological clock is ticking for them.
So I have two questions. Number one, how do they know? I mean, because now we're talking about more than 2,000 days underground.
Oh.
And they just all happen to know the exact time when their species is supposed to come out of the ground.
It's a good question.
And here's the other one. I mean, because they're not smart. They get stuck upside down and they can't right size themselves.
So gross.
Here's the other thing. How do they survive underground without water and without food?
Hello.
For 17 years.
The first question is probably they're on a text chain or something.
There are very few things.
Dan, get out.
There are very few things that will startle me quicker or gross me out more than a cicada that you think is dead.
Oh, yeah.
That and magically then, comes
like,
back
you,
to life.
You bump it or something, and it goes, rah! Oh, my gosh. I came out the other day, and my cat had one.
I wonder what the lifespan of a cicada
is. And I thought, did the cat kill it? I'm not going anywhere near that thing, because just when you think it's dead, they make that noise. And
anywhere from 2 to 17 years.
Wow.
And by the way, it is an internal clock. Tree sap somehow plays a role.
Okay.
And the temperature of the soil.
They are ecologically important. There's no doubt about that.
Are they?
But they just, they just gross me out.
So annual cicadas live about 2 to 4, 2 to 5 years.
Well, but it says here, as an adult, though, they only live 4 to 6 weeks as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they prior to being an adult?
Nymphs.
Not an adult.
All right. Both of you get out.
Nymphs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a nymph?
It's don't you remember in second grade, we all had to learn the stages of the bug and the insect and the butterfly?
Larvae?
Yeah. It's one of those.
They reached out for comment, but all they said was,
okay.
You know, I thought that this show couldn't get dumber.
But you
and
kept
then I
going.
Showed up, then I showed up for Wednesday's show. Really? No.
I'm going to look up decibel level of KC cicadas because telling you, it is something right now.
With the 17-year brood in North Carolina a couple of years ago, there were people that were going to the hospital because it was well over 120 decibels constantly.
That's a football stadium.
It says right now it can reach or exceed 100 decibels comparable to a lawnmower, motorcycle,
football stadium,
or jet aircraft overhead. And I know that this is the world's biggest first world problem, but like it's kind of patio weather right now. You want to be outside, you want to eat, you want to like hang out, like all of that stuff. It's too loud.
Mm-hmm.
When does it stop? Let's look that up. When does the cicada noise go away?
When they die.
Ugh.
When it gets cold.
Yep.
I bet it is.
they go back underground?
4 to 6 weeks.
Yep. And also, if they can live for 2 to 17 years, I'm with Scott. Why are they so dumb?
They produce noise from July to September.
How do you make it 17 years and you land on your back and you're like, well, that was a good run.
This is it.
Most of that time, though, they're spent as nymphs.
I hope somebody comes and accidentally kicks me so I can survive.
Or a dog. My dog wants to play with them all the time.
How's she doing, by the way?
She's doing great. She is dumber than a box of rocks. Man, I love that stupid dog.
Good.
I love that dumb dog.
When do we get to see her here? Why don't you bring her in on Friday?
Keep in mind, I don't think her first 4 years were her best years.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, she's living her best life now.
Yeah.
No question about it. She is a little bit on the needy side.
She's a stage 5 clinger is what
That's exactly what I'm saying.
She wouldn't just lay at your feet?
No.
No.
And if you're not petting her, I bet she does the...
She wants to be, like, physically near you.
So when I go out... If I go outside just to work in the yard for a few minutes, or I run down to the grocery store or, you know, the drugstore, whatever.
Yeah.
When I come home, whichever door I went out, she is laying behind. And here's why.
Oh, honey.
Here's why I think. I think that she... I am her third owner at least.
Yeah.
And I think that she was so used to being abandoned and left alone and didn't have anyone that when I leave, she's like,
is he coming back? Yeah.
Is he ever coming back? And so like when we go to Greenville next month to visit Joe's kids.
You have to take her.
Well, I'm not taking my dog to Greenville, South Carolina. But I told Heather, and I've got another neighbor helping out. I said, I don't want to put her in the pound. Because I don't want her to think that she's been abandoned again.
No, you need a dog sitter.
I want her to stay in the house.
Yeah.
So that she knows that this is still home. And even though mommy and daddy have gone away for a couple of days, you know, there are still adults that will come by and walk her and feed her own food and all that.
Sarah ought to just stay there while you're gone.
Well, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but she has her own dog.
Yeah.
We can test the waters to see if her and Barb get along.
Yes, do that.
A little puppy play date for a couple of days.
We'll bring them both in. It'll be total mayhem.
I think that would be a horribly bad idea.
Does she have a kennel?
No, she does not.
Well, then she can't come to my house.
I leave her out at night. I leave her out. She's out right now. Nobody's home.
House trained?
Yeah, well, very much so.
But Barb can't be trusted.
Woke me up at 5:40 this morning to let me know that it was time to go number one.
So she could visit this studio and not make a mess.
No, I don't. I would trust her not to make a mess. I would not trust her to be quiet. And it would be 4 hours of... And I think after about 2 hours, Dana would look at me and go, okay, we've had enough of Lizzie. It's time for her to go back home. And you wouldn't be wrong. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, we have some unfortunate breaking news out of Pennsylvania. This is in far south central Pennsylvania, where five officers have been shot in a police incident in York County, Pennsylvania this afternoon, according to three people familiar with the matter, confirming to NBC News. We're waiting to see if CNN or MSNBC goes back to it. They were just reporting from south central Pennsylvania. Police were apparently serving a warrant when they were fired upon. Three officers from the Northern York Regional Police Department are in, quote, grave condition. Another officer from the department is in critical condition. And one deputy from the sheriff's department was also injured.
The image that we have seen to this point, and CNN just had this, and when they circle back, we'll go to it, is a medevac helicopter with fire officials rushing one, if not more, patients on board this helicopter. And it looks to be in a rural area, Scott. Mm-hmm. You can see a corn in the background, farming area.
Let me look up York County, Pennsylvania.
And again, with the warrant.
Yep.
How many times have we talked about this on this program because of what happened here? The alleged suspect believed to be dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Far southern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's far south central, but
this is north of Maryland.
Now wait a minute. The county itself has a very large population. 456,000 people live in this county. So this is not a rural county. Think just short of the population of Johnson County.
This is in between Maryland to the south and Harrisburg to the north. First 911 call came in at 2:10 this afternoon. Governor just posted, I've been briefed on the situation, and I am on my way there. We ask those in the area to please follow the directions of local law enforcement and obviously pray for those involved.
So when we get more information, obviously we'll bring it to you, but five officers have been shot. Three of them are in what they are calling grave condition. I'm assuming that's higher than critical or worse than critical. One of them is in critical condition and one of them is in serious condition. And if CNN or MSNBC goes back to their coverage, or if ABC News Radio opens up some coverage on this, obviously we'll bring that to you live. Story here from NBC News as well. The government is planning to phase out paper checks for most consumers receiving Social Security benefits and other federal payments starting this month. The transition is prompted by an executive order signed by the president in March, which mandates the move to electronic payments, read that, direct deposit, for federal benefits by September 30th. The move is aimed at preventing fraud, okay, and reducing spending, according to the government. Treasury checks are more likely to be stolen, lost, or returned compared to electronic fund transfers. The change may also save the federal government millions of dollars per year. It costs about 50 cents to issue a paper check. An electronic funds transfer costs roughly 15 cents. Here's the problem that they were talking about on the news this morning. There are millions and millions of people on Social Security who are obviously elderly. Some of them maybe in their 80s, 90s, who may not have the ability to receive electronic benefits. And they're trying to figure out, what do we do with them?
If you need an actual paper check.
Right. Not that they don't have a bank account. They just don't know how or have anybody who can help them set up direct deposit. And then what happens to, you know, Aunt Iris, who is 95 years old, who never got married, doesn't have any children, and she doesn't have a clue
yeah.
how to set up an electric bank account.
Real quick, we are following other breaking news that we can now share with you out of Leawood and Prairie Village. We will get to this story and tell you what we know when we return. This is just breaking this afternoon. A very popular priest at a very well-known Catholic church on the Leawood-Prairie Village line has stepped down amid a criminal investigation. We have some details. We do not yet know exactly what it was that happened. A lot of you are going to be very familiar with this church and very familiar with this priest, and we will get to those details after we take a short break.
All right. After nearly 20 years in KCK as part of the Village West Entertainment District, the Legends Outlet is now under new ownership. Real estate investment group Tanger announced a $130 million purchase for the open-air retail shopping center, renaming it Tanger Kansas City at the Legends. That's a lot.
Tanger, like the Tanger Outlet Mall in Lawrence?
Yeah.
And if there's anything that we've learned about the entertainment venue right down the road from that, nobody's going to call it Tanger.
Are you talking about Sandstone?
I am talking about Sandstone. I mean, Providence Medical Amphitheater. I mean, Verizon.
You mean
Cricket
Azura?
Wireless. I mean, Azura. That's right. That's what it is now.
Nobody has ever called it any of those other names. It's always, where are they playing tonight? Sandstone. See you there, bro.
Where are you going, Tanger?
I mean, you want to talk about wasted money. Buy the naming rights of Sandstone.
I'm going to go to the Vans outlet at Tanger.
We should start a GoFundMe to rename it Sandstone.
I'd be fine with that.
It has been renamed Sandstone twice. And then somebody else bought the rights and was like, nope, okay. It's Cricket Wireless now.
Well, you know, the one successful, actually there have been two successful name changes that have stuck that I can think of. It was once called Royal Stadium. It is now Kauffman Stadium. And I can't think of anybody who still says Royal Stadium, right? The other one is the T-Mobile Center. Went from Sprint. Nobody ever calls it the Sprint Center anymore. It's always, they're playing at T-Mobile.
Yeah, that's fair.
But like the Midland changed its name to Arvest Bank Midland Theater.
Yeah, at the Midland.
Nobody ever says Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anybody who has ever said to me, hey, do you want to go see Kiss tonight? Where are they playing? Azura. Yeah.
We like our names and they stay here. It's
always been Sandstone. It's always been the Midland. You're right. Anyway, so the Legends is now the Tanger. Hang on, let me make sure I got this right. Tanger, Kansas City at the Legends. It just rolls off the tongue.
It's not even in Kansas City.
Wait, say the whole thing again.
Tanger, Kansas City at the Legends. By the way, it's doing well. 93% occupied. It's doing well. Tanger owns more than 40 outdoor shopping centers and 3,000 stores across the country, including in Branson, Missouri.
Great point. We call Children's Mercy Park Children's Mercy Park.
Yeah. Instead of Live Strong. Yeah, that's
or
fair.
Sporting Park.
That is a rare exception.
I always call it Sporting Park. I've always called it Sporting Park, even when Live Strong bought it.
Really?
Yeah. It's always been Sporting Park to me. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
So the story just broke late this afternoon during our program. We don't know a lot. We will share with you from the statement from the Archdiocese and what we know up to this point. I'm just going to read the statement first. It says, on Wednesday, September 17th, Father Richard Story advised the Archdiocese of his decision to resign as pastor of Curia of Ars in Leawood. The Prairie Village Police Department has informed the Archdiocese of a criminal investigation involving Father Story concerning another adult. We are fully cooperating with authorities so they can investigate the serious allegations being made against Father Story. In addition, Archbishop McKnight has initiated an investigation as well. due to Father Story's decision to resign and in compliance with policy, he has been temporarily suspended from the public exercise of priestly ministry. He is not allowed to function publicly as a priest during this time. That includes mass and all the other things. They are not going to provide further comment. They do say, quote, "We are devastated by this situation. While we cooperate with law enforcement and engage in our own efforts to understand the circumstances and to determine the next steps for the community, we ask for prayers for all affected." The most interesting, puzzling sort of part of all of this, Cure is firmly planted in the city of Leawood.
The physical church itself.
The physical church, Cure of ours, is in Leawood.
Okay.
The Prairie Village Police Department is investigating. It is worth noting that while the church, the physical church, is in Leawood, the rectory, where he would live, is on the line of Prairie Village. That's one of those areas of town where Prairie Village juts in and out like a puzzle with Leawood.
Mm-hmm.
And so the church itself is in the city of Leawood. The rectory is in Prairie Village. It is Prairie Village that is investigating. Leawood has had nothing to do with this investigation that we know of.
We should point out now you were reading from the Channel 9 story.
I was reading from the statement from the church.
The Channel 41 story does say that a Prairie Village Police Department spokesperson said the incident under investigation involves an adult, not a child. So they got a little bit more information than what I think some of the other news stations.
Well, the statement was puzzling in that it says the Prairie Village Police Department has informed the Archdiocese in Kansas of a criminal investigation involving Father Story, quote, concerning another adult.
So the line between Prairie Village and Leawood is Mission Road.
In some places, yes.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yes,
I've
lived in both cities. So where is it? Does it literally split where that church sits, Sam?
No, that's what doesn't make any sense to me, unless there is a separate building off campus
where he would have lived.
Yeah, because the on-campus.
Or would have gone.
The on-campus rectory
is squarely in Leawood.
Correct.
Huh.
Including the rectory and the church, both in Leawood.
And the school. The entire property is on the east side of Mission Road.
So one could draw that if this alleged crime is accurate, that it had to have occurred somewhere in off property,
off that location's property,
in Prairie Village, because otherwise Leawood would be investigating this if it occurred on church property. Correct?
I don't know, Scott. We're not even looking to make this a topic because it is so new.
Oh, sure. No.
They are not going to provide any additional information, but we did want to pass it along to you. That is a major
Why have I never heard
Catholic
of it?
Parish.
No, I'm not Catholic, though. Maybe that explains it.
I have many friends who go to that church and school. Cure is a school as well, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah. Cure has been my church since I moved to Overland Park in 2012.
Drove by that place every single day for 20 years or more.
I've never heard of it in my life.
Text line says they have a house across Mission where that home serves as a secondary rectory.
Yes. I am extremely confident in that information that a rectory is in Prairie Village, and that is why PV is leading the investigation. Okay. So.
Story here from Channel 5. As Kansas City leaders consider a temporary plan to house suspects and inmates, a Jackson County leader said he has a different idea that could benefit everyone involved. Sean Smith, who is a Jackson County legislator, said he plans to introduce a plan this week, soon, to address the possibility of using the existing Jackson County Detention Center downtown as a temporary jail. Smith's plan would create a 30-day study between the county and Kansas City, Missouri, to determine if his idea would work. If the Jackson County Legislature approves a resolution for the 30-day study, it would work like this. Jackson County would not charge Kansas City to use the jail. If you're not familiar with the building, it is a maroon brick building not far from the police station, police headquarters downtown, and it has very thin left to right, right to left windows. Very thin black windows. You've seen it 1,000 times. Kansas City would assume operational expenses of the Jackson County Jail, and Kansas City would pay for any maintenance expenses. Now, you see, Kansas City, as far as I understand, is currently without a functioning operational jail. And they are in a rush to figure out what are we going to do prior to the World Cup, because obviously when you have an influx of people coming into town, some people are going to get arrested. And what do we do? Do we ship them off to Bolivar, Cape Girardeau, Springfield, Branson, Sedalia? The city currently does not own a jail. It utilizes other jails to detain criminals and contracts with Vernon and Johnson counties. Last week, City Councilman Nathan Willett said the city has access to approximately 140 beds between Vernon and Johnson County for inmates. Gotta do something. Why not?
Talk a little bit about Worlds of Fun as we get a break here.
Absolutely.
So over the weekend, there was kind of a terrifying story that Worlds of Fun had to be quickly, for lack of a better word, evacuated because someone thought they heard gunshots.
It was okay? An off-duty police officer who called in the sound of gunshots.
And so we know a little bit more. None of it makes me feel better. The park has come out to say, you know, they're in their Halloween season with the haunts and the scary stuff. The park has come out to say it was not gunshots. So that's the good news.
Okay.
They are now saying some idiot set off firecrackers. Listen to this from Channel 41. What began as the opening night for Worlds of Fun Halloween haunt turned into chaos after reports of gunshots prompted the evacuation of the amusement park. Investigators spent early this week continuing their probe into the incident. They determined there was no indication of gunfire. But there were some, 800 people there, Sam, that then
800.
Panicked.
That is correct.
Blaine Brandon was one of them. He said he thought he heard 5 to 6 loud pops. You have, quote, 500 to 800 people running at one time, getting trampled. Moms were screaming and crying, children screaming and crying. He described the scene as, quote, very chaotic, and heard multiple people yell shots fired.
One of the things that he complains about is
Unattended kids.
Is unattended juveniles. But I can remember going to Worlds of Fun when I was 16 years old, driving there with my buddies. We didn't have mom and dad in the back seat.
There is a rule now, Scott, that if you're under, I believe, the age of 15, you have to have an adult. And one of the guys that was there says there was no supervision for these teens. They are in mass crowds, being adolescents.
Yep. Let me
ask. He said, listen to this. I watched them jump over fences, run underneath the Patriot, and jump over the next fence laughing because they got in for free. I watched several people get in with backpacks. They weren't even checked.
Let me ask you this, and I applaud Worlds of Fun for trying to figure out a way to handle the adolescent troublemaking crowds that sometimes show up at Worlds of Fun. What would prevent a parent from showing up with a handful of 13, 14-year-old kids?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm the chaperone.
Pay for a ticket, all right? And here's the money for all the other tickets for the kids. Walk in about, I don't know, maybe 100 yards. Guys, I'll be back at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Behave.
Meet me out front. Mm-hmm. And just walk right out the front door. I mean,
you're right.
Most of the people that work at Worlds of Fun in the summer, let's be honest, are 16, 17 years old. Who's going to go up to a crowd of 15, 16-year-old kids and say, where's mom or dad?
I was one of those unattended juveniles when I was growing up.
So I was too.
I think had the season pass.
But we didn't cause trouble.
Now, I did see fights break out in all of the times that I was there.
Go ahead, Sam. Finish your thought.
I would just go to a different part of the park. Like, I don't want any.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. What is the answer? Because apparently what happened on Saturday night was not good. The story from 41 says people were being trampled.
People magazine just picked this up, Scott.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Somebody who didn't stay on the line was going to say that they live in the area and it's just madness on the weekends during the summer, and then was going to accuse us of being of sounding old. Can you fill me in, Sam? Because that person did not hang on.
Well, you do sound old.
I am.
Just comparing when you guys were growing up to today.
He was the one earlier that said, well, I don't want to be a burden to my family.
I pray that I go out with peace.
So what I said I would get a canoe and a heavy brick, tie it to my ankle, and jump out of the boat.
Okay, let's stop repeating that.
Okay, fine. But all I was doing was drawing on my youth when I went to Worlds of Fun, and it was not people running for the gates getting trampled. That's all. If that makes me sound old, then I'm glad.
I think the caller's point was times they are a changin', and there was pretty regular chaos when I was there. Because I used to go in the summer like 4 times a week.
You went 4 times a week?
It was our babysitter. My buddy and I would go.
Remember
we would spend the entire
old
day there.
Summer pass or whatever. Yeah. We never had that, but you know, it was what you did back in the day. And then when Oceans of Fun opened, bar the door.
We had the dual pass. We could go between the two.
Oh, listen to you all highfalutin.
Tell me
on the hog over there.
Tell me again how poor you were. Listen,
it was
friend.
Cheaper than a babysitter, bro.
Did you just bro me?
He did just bro you.
You got broed.
Far cheaper.
We had to go to Citizens National Bank in Leavenworth, and if you had an account, you got a 20% discount if you brought in a Coke can. And that's how we would buy our tickets.
There you go. One
Back
Coke can for
day.
A 20% discount?
Yeah. Well, you also had to have an account at Citizens.
Wow.
You had an account and you brought in a Coke can, you got a 20% discount on your tickets. And they were still expensive for a 16-year-old kid who had to buy his own. Mm-hmm. I said it because I meant it. Gen Z adults are spending 25% less time outdoors than Gen X, with many Gen Zers citing a dislike of solo outings and a tendency to get bored quickly as key reasons for not going outside. According to a survey of 2,000 adults, The average Gen Z adult spends only 49 minutes outside on weekdays, mostly, and they included commuting. In contrast, Gen X...
Commuting doesn't count as outside.
They did in this survey.
They're in a car.
Are they on a bike?
No. In contrast, Gen X spends an average of 65 minutes outdoors every single day. I've spent 2 hours outside already. And that if you're including my commute. The study also found that 67% of Gen Z respondents admitted that they can go days without leaving their homes, with the main barriers to spending time outside being bad weather, lack of time, and a dislike of being alone.
The last one's the biggest one. You need constant stimulation, and the outside is no longer stimulating. We have ruined the human brain.
I love being alone outside, walking
Speaking
the trails.
Speaking of sounding old. Sam's like, back in my day.
Back in my day, we stimulated our brains.
Simmer down there, Coke can discount.
Boom!
Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum here on Dana and Parks.
That was good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.